Time for us to talk Maine Black Bear football. Black Bear Reports, brought to you by Creative Print Services in Bangor. Full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. We're joined by the head coach of the Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon.
How are you, Rich?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Congratulations on a gritty win on Saturday. Makes that long ride home go a lot quicker.
You got to win on a big bus ride, you know? It's like a humane rule.
Well, you guys did a great job, and I thought, once again, you set the tone early in this one with some big defensive stops and then making the most of your offensive opportunities and some turnovers early on.
Yeah, I mean, I thought offensively, you know, we got going in the beginning of the game. I really didn't like the third quarter and beginning of the fourth quarter with how we played. You know, we left a lot out there, had opportunities to close that game out. It didn't do it, but the really encouraging takeaway is defensively, really did a great job throughout the game. Obviously, they went on a little bit of a run at the end, but, I mean, we held that team down to 16 points and did a great job making a big fourth down stop at the end of the game. And I just think it's a big confidence builder, and it continues to show the growth of our team and defense. And you know, that carries over into special teams because so many of those guys are involved in teams, and we played very well on teams and have the last couple of weeks. So I honestly think that we're making strides. We got to keep doing it and focus on, you know, the day to day. But it was a tough league win that we got to be happy about.
Yeah, and defensively with those 16 points for the second week in a row, if I got my numbers right, it's the first time in 4 years that the Black Bears have held back-to-back opponents to 16 points or less.
Well, is that a rich stat, or did you steal that from Bob?
No,
I... That guy, you know what I mean?
Of course I got that from Bob. You kidding me?
I was going to give you credit, too. well, that's great to hear. I didn't know that. So I think that we've done a good job, and I think that our practice habits and the way we've approached our work is really what's defining that right now, to be honest with you. Whether it's older or younger players, I think we're very bought in. I think we talked a lot about after Elon and kind of getting the ship refocused and getting everything cleaned up. And I think the players respond to that. And now it's starting to show on the field. And this is a different energy. And the guys are responding. We got a big one this weekend again. Every game is going to be like that from here on out. We know that. But it was a tough win and would have liked it to be a little bit cleaner there at the end and a little earlier. But at the end of the day, it's a CAA football win, and that's not going to be a hard one to achieve any day of the week.
You mentioned special teams, and again, they were so good for you this week. A couple of big kick returns that set you up, and then Johnny Messina, money on those field goal attempts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Johnny has done a good job overall throughout the year. Obviously, you know, I mentioned the Elon game. He had a tough game, and, you know, we stuck with him, and he's made his last four, and some of them have been tougher kicks and tougher circumstances. And, you know, he's 100% on his PATs, and he's done a very good job. The operation's very good overall. You know, I've been very pleased with our special teams, honestly, particularly in the last month. You know, in all six phases, I think we're really doing a good job covering. I think our return game is, you know, providing a big boost to our offense, and it's pretty clean across the board. You know, obviously there's areas you can always get better, but it has been very clean. And we've blocked three PATs and we've made our kicks. So, you know, there's positives there. That's got to be a niche up here. It's got to be part of what we do. And I think we're doing it right now.
Back on the road this week as you take on a Rhode Island team that had a tough one with Villanova on Saturday. But we know there are no easy games in the CAA. This is still a team that's nationally ranked, 5 wins on the season. What will the keys be for you against the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great football team. You know, they play a very strong, well-coached Villanova team, and you know, I think they do a lot of things really well. They're able to run the football and have a really good scheme. I know their offensive coordinator, Coach Murph, does a really good job with those guys, and they are good players. Defensively, they do a lot of different things, very attack-style defense, and they've done a good job throughout the year. They play with a lot of energy, very physical. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us. They're very good on teams as well. So, you know, this team has 5 wins, and they're there for a reason. So we got to go down there. We have to play well. We got to really focus on Maine, but it's a big challenge we got to have.
Obviously, a lot of games on the road here down the stretch for the final 5 games on the road, and it's always tough to win on the road. But at the same time, as we know, when you're on the road, you've got that complete immersion in football. There are no distractions. Does that help to have everybody all together thinking about nothing but football?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, there's an aspect of that where you're able to focus on what you got to do. And you do get a lot of team activities and being together, you know, when you're on the road, because it's all football and, you know, the families are around, which is great. You know, we love that. But you're with your team 90% of the time, and it's cool to be able to do that and focus on it. So I think the guys have responded, you know, in those situations. We got four out of the last five on the road, which is a stiff test for us. But I think the guys will be fine with it, and they handle their business. And last week, I think we handled it in a mature way, you know, going against a team that hadn't won a game, but we knew was a very good football team. So we had respect for them. I think particularly our younger players responded well to the road trip and the challenges and potential distractions, and we got to go do it again here in a couple days.
It's a business trip. Business just happens to be football, right?
That's right. And you know, when you're winning, business is good, and we got to keep that thing going. We got to prepare the right way, and we got a big practice tomorrow, and hopefully we don't get too much rain, but we'll take it if we get it.
All right, Nick, have a good week of practice. Good luck Saturday. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Rich, appreciate it.
Nick Charlton, head coach of Black Bear football here on downtown Maine, going for three in a row at Rhode Island this week. For the Bears, I'll say it now, they've owned Rhode Island. The only loss in the last, I think it's 17, 18 years, is in that southeaster, that monsoon back in 06, when it was raining in the broadcast booth, when you couldn't see uniforms. It was so rainy and muddy, and Rhode Island beat Maine 3-0. In a game that shouldn't have been played. That's the only time recently. Not even recently. That was 15 years ago. Mm. The last time they won.
Well, no monsoons in the forecast for this weekend. So just
moderate rain. We can deal with that. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by Creative Print Services. Take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative Print Services. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. Creative Print Services, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.